Awesome. Thank you, guys. That was Some Pulp just finishing up a live in studio right here on Off the Record, local music on Radio K. They have a self-titled debut album they just released on Forge Artifacts. And then tomorrow night, Saturday, May 6th, they will be doing a cassette release show at the 331 Club. And as always, it's 21 plus. I imagine the show would start probably around 10. Usually it is. Sounds good. They're playing with Fury Things and Solid State. Thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you guys want to just go around quick and say your names and the instrument you play, just so we can get a little name recognition?
I'm Elliot Snyder. I play bass.
I'm Colin Sheffield. I play guitar.
I'm Graham. I play guitar.
My name is Dan Hoppy, and I play the drones.
Very awesome. I love the applause. Good show support. So yeah, you guys just released your debut. That's very exciting. How was the writing process like compared to some older stuff that you've done?
Well, the older stuff on the first cassette, we'd all get in like a big circle and we'd just like gaze into each other's eyes until everything that we felt was just
very collaborative.
Exactly. Very, very.
And then this one?
In this one, we actually turned around, so we weren't looking at each other because we went through a brief stint of animosity in the band.
But then we decided to set up some mirrors so that we could still, like, see, the mirror tunnel effect starts to happen. Right. And then,
the idea
It's like infinite, like, collaboration. Like, you know, when you're, like, in, like, a bathroom and you can, like, see yourself infinitely. Like that.
Okay. Infinitely, indirectly, whatever. Yes. Yeah. It was working with Forge Artifacts any different? How was your...
It's wonderful.
Yeah, it was great. We hooked up with Matt Linden.
He's coached us.
He was a good coach. He was like our spotter.
Yeah.
For like...
Skiing.
Bench pressing, skiing. what's the sport that you like?
Shuffleboard?
No, like you clean...
Curling?
Curling.
Yeah. Curling.
He's a good curling coach.
Okay. Very fun. is there any, I guess, how long did this album take you guys to write it? Was there anything going on at the time that inspired you?
Well, we were playing as a duo last summer for our first release. We were a duo, Dane and I, Graham.
Dane.
SpongeBob. And we played these songs all through summer because we never had like a full set because our songs are so short. So we like kind of wrote them over the summer, got them all.
We started recording in November.
Yeah, we took a hiatus.
Yeah, and then...
During the animosity period.
I think we finished February?
Yep.
January, February?
Yep.
We had the masters in hand, so...
And the entire time, Matt from Forge Artifacts was like, let me hear it. Meanwhile, these dudes were coming on and...
Yep.
Very nice. How did everyone else come into play?
We knew each other from engineering and school and music and Michigan, and our parents know each other's parents, and it's really weird. We actually didn't even know that.
We just found out like a month ago.
Yeah, like his aunt's best friend, or his mom's best friend knows his aunt. Or
knows my stepmom.
Which is
so...
Who lives on the other side of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a normal thing for Michigan, for like a lot of people to know everyone in Michigan? It's a normal thing
together.
Specifically Iowa, I feel like it's prominent. Everyone I meet from Iowa knows everyone else from Iowa. I don't know if it was similar for Michigan or not.
Yeah, well, there is the thing with Michigan. You ask where you're from and you like hold up your hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Point.
I'm from Wisconsin. You get a little bit of that in Wisconsin, but Michigan is definitely the mitt is.
Yes,
yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Yep.
That's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Fun. So yeah, you guys mentioned you went to school together, and here at the University of Minnesota, we're wrapping up the semester. We're in finals week. I was curious, when you guys were in school, did you have a favorite procrastination tactic?
YouTube. Good neighbor videos.
Good neighbor videos. DBX compressors. The Hughes of the Garbins of today. 55-18 fighter jets.
So not just playing music.
Watching reptilian videos on YouTube of news reporters transforming into reptilians.
As you're gazing in each other's eyes, also in this circle.
Right. Holding each other's hands.
Oh, goofy.
The reptilian name. That was our band name before Some Pulp.
Cool.
Yep. So good luck with finals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know.
You guys can do it.
Nah. Yeah. When you guys were in Michigan, or I guess then when you transported here, did you notice any big shifts that influenced you differently musically?
Well, there's like, if you turn on the radio in Michigan, all you hear is like Billy Squire or like Ted Nugent, Sweaty Teddy, or like five Eagles songs in a row. And then you go, when we came here, we were like, oh, where's all the classic rock? But, that was like the only real big difference. Okay. And everyone's really nice here. Not to say they aren't nice in Michigan, no, but the music scene rules.
Much nicer here.
Yes, exactly.
It's
Elliot?
Good to hear. What do you think? Anyone else?
Yes.
You're out.
Trying to be inclusive. And
come on, Randy.
Well, I'm the only one not from Michigan, so I have a lot of opinions about
these
things.
I'm sorry. Where are you from?
I'm from Minnesota. Oh, okay. So, you know, I'm just
You've only known this. Okay. Well.
Yes. A lot less to talk about there.
Are you their teacher in the state?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
How long?
Exactly. He's our, what's that, what the dude that takes you up to the mountain?
He's like our guru, basically.
Guru, shaman.
Sherpa.
Yeah, I'm like figuratively, I'm the Sherpa.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We have a coach, we have a Sherpa.
Mm-hmm. Spotter.
Yep, spotter.
It's a good nice. Team.
It is.
How long have you guys been in Minnesota? I'm sorry, I'm unfamiliar when you moved here.
For the better part of like 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very
we
cool.
We didn't move all together. We actually met out here, but.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Very fun.
Totally.
Okay. And then I'm so like perplexed by your guitar. It's like glittery and like orange.
Yeah.
So it got me thinking about glitter.
We figured out it was the puffy glitter glue that we used to play with, like from like Rose Art. Product placement, we're sponsored. we were talking about it in my basement. And then. He pointed at my guitar and he's like, that's glitter glue.
Duh.
Fender, getting all cheap.
Nice. Well, yeah, I was going to ask if you could glitter anything or if you could put glitter glue on anything that you owned. One thing.
Can we all say something?
Yes, everyone go around and say something.
Probably my guitar.
He already took that. Something else.
My eyebrows.
Oh, damn. Nice. I was going to say eyelids. On my glitter glue.
My car.
I was going to say Elliot, but I need me to it. So
it's better.
I'll hold on to it, though.
Can we all just put a bunch of glitter glue on
Elliot?
You're getting
it later,
this?
Dude. You're getting it.
Do you have any to put on your Polaroid? That'd be cool. You guys should go to the
stage. We should.
We'll scrape some off
run.
The guitar.
Is someone a gopher in there? In the control room? Give me some glitter glue.
Thanks. Awesome. I mean, that's all I had for you guys.
Great.
Is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, thanks for having us. Okay.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, sweet.
It's been awesome. Mm-hmm. And again, if you guys want to hear more from them, they'll be playing tomorrow at the 331 Club. They'll be doing their cassette release with Fury Things and Solid State. And as always, it's 21+. You can hear more music from their new self-titled debut that you heard today. But so thanks again for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. And now back to more local music on Off the Record.